This is KUT. The 2020 census is being dubbed the nation's first high-tech one. It will be the first time Americans can submit questionnaire responses online. But the change has concerned some advocates. They say there hasn't been enough time or money dedicated to testing this new approach. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
On its face, the census might seem like one of the most tedious functions of federal government, but it has major implications for our democracy. The nationwide population count, which happens every 10 years, affects everything from how many seats Texas gets in the U.S. House of Representatives to how much federal funding is allocated for local programs, which is why some experts are wary about the switch to a new high-tech system. John C. Yang is the president and executive director of the nonprofit Asian Americans Advancing Justice.
On one level, the use of new technology is obviously good and should be welcome. There is a concern, however, that unless this technology is tested, we will end up with an inaccurate count.
Last year, funding uncertainty led the Census Bureau to cancel several field tests. It also postponed the opening of some of its field offices. The Bureau says it may consider including those sites in testing next year, but Yang worries that won't be enough.
Any gap in testing and any gap in discovering deficiencies in the use of technology is most likely to affect and hit hard communities of color and other communities that are hard to reach.
Here in Austin, officials are waiting to see how the new digital way of gathering data will affect a few hard-to-reach groups. Austin City demographer Ryan Robinson says that includes college students, the homeless, and immigrants. Robinson says college students should be counted as Austin residents, but many of them don't know that. And calculating the homeless population relies on a single count done on one night of the year. But he expects it's going to be especially hard to accurately count the immigrant population in 2020.
Immigrant populations are often fearful of answering the census form.
Robinson says in previous years, census staff have tried to communicate that they're not interested in people's legal status, that they simply want to count them. He says they've even worked with immigration enforcement to pause raids around Census Day. But he says with the Trump administration's hardline rhetoric around immigration enforcement, there's clearly a heightened sense of fear.
Let's imagine that you're here in this country working without proper documentation. You're probably going to be fearful of a government entity that comes knocking at the door.
And Robinson questions whether a switch to online questionnaires will make immigrant families more likely to respond. Saida Hassan, KUT News.